Good morning, Razzball listeners. This is Chet Gresham once again for our second podcast. Coming from my office, drinking a 312 Goose Island today. It's a wheat beer. I will get away from IPAs once in a while if I run out and my wife has wheat beer in the refrigerator. If you're wondering why this podcast is so short, it's because Audioboo only gives me 5 minutes to work with, which is really plenty for me. I think we'll get on to the questions then, if you don't have any objections. First question is from Jay Halpin. I believe he writes for Fox Sports, and you should follow him. He's a cool guy. He asks if Steve Slayton is now being underrated in drafts. Let's take a quick look at his ADP here on the handy-dandy computer machine. It says he is going 95th at Fantasy Football Calculator, 94th at Mock Draft Central. I don't think he's being underrated. I think people are being cautious with him for good reason. He's got quite a bit of inherent risk after his spinal surgery. He has screws in his spine now. I don't think lowering your head and jamming your head into a 300-pound guy is the first thing you're supposed to do after putting screws in your spine. I think they need their spines to be fully functional. And maybe Steve Slayton is back. But he's not back for me enough to draft him. If he were to slip in a PPR league, I probably would grab him, because that's where his role is going to be. They drafted Ben Tate for a reason. They were worried about Slayton. Worried that Foster wasn't the man. So they're going to give Tate his chance. If Tate can't do it, they'll give Foster a chance. Slayton, I see, is only a third down back this year, which might be fine in a PPR league. Second question comes from Patty Cake. She asks, if the Bears make the playoffs as a wild card and lose in the first round, does Lovey still keep his job? First off, who named this guy Lovey? Is it a cruel joke? I mean, is this like a boy named Sue? A boy named Lovey? Did he ever get in a knife fight with his father? And if it was a nickname that got, you know, passed down, he couldn't quite get rid of it. You know, when you become a coach, you can pretty much do whatever you want. Just say, hey, my name's not Lovey, people. Listen up. So anyway, we're about out of time, and I haven't answered the question. The Bears have missed the playoffs the last 3 years after going to the Super Bowl and losing. A win could have kept them a little bit longer, but the leash and the lease is very short on Mr. Lovey Smith. He's gone if he can only get to the wild card and lose in the first wild card game. It's the way the cookie crumbles, which makes no sense, but we're out of time, so we won't get to dissect the saying about the cookie. I'll let you think on that one for a while. And if you want to get into a league, get into Razzball Commenter Leagues. Hurry, they're filling up. I will talk to you guys later.